Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hadith that we did yesterday, we'll do it again today. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that teaches us about the various circumstances of life that a person may go through. And before he goes through any one of those seven circumstances of life that is listed in this particular hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is exhorting us, telling us, informing us that hasten and do good actions before any one of these seven things may overtake you, or maybe more than one of it may overtake you. But before this happens, then what you should do is you should hasten in doing good deeds. Don't waste this time that you've got. This time that you've got, this ability you've got, is something that should be treasured. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, badiru bil a'mali sab'an, هل تنتظرون إلا فقرا منسيا أو غنا مطغيا أو مرضا مفسدا أو هربا مفندا أو موتا مجهزا أو الدجال فشر غائب ينتظر أو الساعة فساعة أدهى وأمر رواه الترمذي. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, hasten with good deeds before seven things overtake you. Rush with good deeds before seven things overtake you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, are you waiting for poverty that makes you forgetful? Yesterday we explained, the person is going through difficulty, poverty. Now that becomes like the overburdening thought that consumes his mind, that how can I get food for myself? How can I get food for my family? That is his whole outlook. So it makes him forget everything else. He's so consumed by that poverty that has overtaken him, that now this becomes everything. Recently we've seen that in the looting, that even wealthy people were standing in a line for a loaf of bread. When wealthy people were standing in a line for a packet of milk or for a box of milk. Why? Suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed their condition. And people that had everything, but yet they had no access to basic commodities. So Allah ta'ala can change immediately, Allah ta'ala can change overnight. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, are you waiting for poverty that makes you forgetful? Are you waiting for affluence that makes you transgress? On the other side, a person can just go up and shoot up as far as his business is concerned. But when this happens, it's very likely that it causes you to transgress the borders because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because when a person has a lot of wealth, then something happens intrinsically, he doesn't even realize it. Internally, something that happens is it brings a lot of pride also with it. So a person is now with that wealth, he has a bit of haughtiness because he has that power. So because of that power and that pride, and now that wealth at his excess, that he begins to transgress the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't wait for that to happen when you have so much of wealth and now you become so disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one possibility that may happen. Or the next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, or illness that disables you. Illness that causes you to become disabled. Recently we've seen how many young people that get sick, and young people are passing away. Before it was a thing that when a person passed away, generally you know he was an old person. Now hearing of people that are 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old, suddenly getting heart attacks and passing away. People are just suddenly getting sick and passing away. So here, badiru bil amal, rush before this illness takes you, that disables you, or old age that makes you senile, or such old age that makes you forget what is happening. Your mind now is gone. You got everything else at your disposal, but you can't remember. A person sometimes reads namaz, he can't remember how many rakats of namaz he read. He reads Quran, but he doesn't remember what he read. He says something and he can't remember it. So that is the next possibility where your mind goes away. Or sudden death. This part of the hadith, sudden death. Suddenly something happens, person passes away. So therefore, a person should do good actions. Don't wait. As the Mufti Sahib, my Ustad, mentioned, that he initially had a habit that when he would do his tilawat of Quran, he would build up his sajda-i-tilawat. Sajda-i-tilawat, those spots in the Quran where you have to make sajda. So he'd build it up. When it comes to about 20 or 30, then he would make all one time, all the sajda-i-tilawat one time, and then he'd carry on like that. So one day he asked his Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, from Dioban, asked him, is this okay what I'm doing? I'm building up all these tilawat until it becomes about 20 or 30. And then I'm reading it one time. So in other words, I don't read it every time as I'm doing the tilawat of Quran. So then he says, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib told me, kya maut ka koi barosa hai? Have you got any guarantee of death? death is going to come at a certain time. You've got any guarantee of life that you're going to live for so long? If there's no guarantee, then do it immediately. Don't delay even that sajda itilawat. What about people unnecessarily delaying their qaza namazes, unnecessarily delaying their zakat, unnecessarily delaying debts? This is something a Muslim should never ever do. He should immediately discharge it if it's due upon him. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, are you waiting for sudden death to overtake you? Then now suddenly you are to do good actions. Oh, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, oh Dajjal, and what an evil unseen creation that is to be. This Dajjal is such an evil thing. Yesterday we explained that from the time of Adam alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right up till the coming of the final hour, there isn't any bigger trial, any bigger fitna than the fitna of Dajjal. Or then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh, you're waiting for the final hour, which will be terrible and most bitter. In other words, there's no need for you to wait anything. There's nothing better that's going to come suddenly than the position that you are in now to do good actions, to take advantage of these moments that Allah Ta'ala has given us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. So beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put it in front of us, that don't be foolish and think that better circumstances suddenly are going to come. It's one of seven things that may happen, and the chance, or the best chance you got, is now. There's no such thing as a guarantee of anything in the future. What abilities you've got now, take advantage of it. If Allah Ta'ala gives you more chance in future, very good. But if you lose that chance, at least you haven't lost that chance and lost this chance that you got at hand right now. Ya Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Amal subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.